Hey friends, we are partway through our conversation with Tony Caterina, which we split into two episodes. It's so good, so full of God's stories and moments. I really, truly believe that God is going to speak to you and inspire you for what is possible in your life. So we're jumping in partway through the conversation for episode two. If you missed it, go back and listen to episode one. All right, just sit back and enjoy.
With that, Rebecca, I need to share this. Because we're gonna go into heart now. So everybody needs to understand something here. Do not despise small beginnings.
Come on.
Okay. I truly believe that there's a lot of people don't even get going in ministry because God gives them a vision and they think they're gonna start there and they don't understand that actually that's where they're going or that's part of it, but they have to start where God has started. I started because I went out and started praying for people like those people I shared. Look, I drove all over the Twin Cities and it cost me something, yeah. You know, but I prayed. I would be on every prayer team at Hosanna. I would pray for everybody. But doing that, I learned how to hear God's voice. I mean, I put the time in, you know, I did that. So here comes Heart, Sherry Richards. Would you join Heart? Guess what my answer was? No, I'm not joining Heart. I'm doing special ops all over the Twin Cities, and we got like 40 people going out doing this multiple times a week. I don't have time. Sherry Richards comes back to me. Would you join Heart? I'm like, we want you to be in charge of the prayer. Can I bring the special ops with me? Sure, why not? So I bring special ops into Heart. We start. So I'm going to share with you the start of Heart for me. All right. 2012, we're meeting as leaders. We haven't done anything. We've got a big chunk of money from donations. I think I want to say the tsunami from Japan was tied into something at Hosanna. So we got a chunk of money. A chunk of money went to care or something with the tsunami. And so I'm on the leadership team and Hurricane Sandy hits October, early November, 2012. And I'm from New York, but you know, I'm not really thinking much of it. A month later, Newtown, Connecticut, the kids are killed in Newtown. And Brian Mowry, who's at the church at Walnut Hills, and Becca,
and Becca used to be a worship leader at Hosanna, but they took a church in the East Coast.
Now you have to understand something. I don't know Becca. I mean, I knew who she was, but right. I really hadn't talked to her, and I definitely didn't know who Brian was. But
they reached out.
Well, they hadn't reached out yet. But what happened was is Bill says to our leadership, "You guys have to respond. You guys have been around for a year. You haven't really responded to anything. You need to get going and respond." So I and Jill Hall lead the first Heart trip to, you can't make this up, you guys. We go to Lindenhurst, New York, all right? We partner with an organization called CRI, which is Crisis Response International. Do you know Sean Malone? He birthed CRI out of IHOP prayer room, okay? So CRI and these guys are
CRI working together today.
Yeah. CRI is crazy. I mean, these guys are way out there. These are the guys that like were in Iraq when ISIS was 10 miles away from them, you know, feeding people and stuff like that. I mean, I feel like I'm a little crazy.
They're really special ops.
Yeah, they're really special ops, exactly. So we partner with them. I actually meet Sean the first day there. Him and his wife actually left. They had been there for 2 or 3 months, and they were pretty tired when we got there. But we partner with this team, and three significant things happen. So I lead a team of 11, and we're there the first day. We land on a Friday, Saturday morning. I wake up. I'm leading devotion Saturday, and I'm like, all right, Lord, so what am I here for? You're here for the team. Okay, pretty generic, until I find out that there is a woman on the team that wants to commit suicide. And I'm like, wow. So she's come on this trip, wants to encounter God. Something has to happen, or she wants to go home and life's not worth it. So we go out every day and we do whatever we do. We're either praying for people or doing, we have a 7-person construction team and a 4-person prayer team. Now, the reason we have a 4-person prayer team, part of it is because we are invited to go to Bethel, Connecticut, which is the town next to Newtown, Connecticut, where Becca and Brian and their staff are ministering. So we're doing that on a Tuesday. So this is the first significant thing. So with this woman, specifically Cheryl and myself minister to her, Cheryl Stearns, every night after we go out and do whatever we do during the day, every night, she has this crazy encounter with the Lord. So much. I'll backtrack here. So we partner with CRY. They're in this community center in Lindenhurst, New York. We're staying at the First Baptist Church of Babylonia, New York. So I'm like, you can't make this up. We're in Babylon, New York or something, you know. And so we're staying at this Baptist church. Now, they had set up a shower in this place where for teams to come in and help rebuild. But the shower's cold water. They have no hot water, right? I mean, and so you're in the shower for like 2 seconds and you're out.
Yeah.
And this woman is talking to Cheryl about God and Cheryl sharing some things. And she's like, I just want to take a hot shower. And she says, well, why don't you just pray? Just pray. You know, this girl takes a hot shower every day afterwards and is the only one that gets hot water.
Love that.
No one else. You go into the bathroom after she's done. She could be the fifth one in the, she could be the first, she could be the last, she could be the fifth one. The mirrors are fogged up because of the hot water. No one else gets hot water.
So it's not just she's saying it's hot water. You see the steam and everything.
Yeah, you see the steam. And God is
just loving on her.
Showing up, showing her that he's real. Okay, so then we're invited to, Tuesday we go up to Connecticut. And, say hi to Becca. We walk in the church. I meet her husband, Brian. And Brian introduces me to two people. One is named Ryan, and he is the youth pastor. And he shakes my hand. And electricity guns right at my arm. And I think to myself, wow, has this guy got the Holy Spirit really strong? That's just, we didn't say a word to each other, just hi, Holy Spirit really strong. Go out to lunch with Brian and Becca. They tell us what happened the day of Newtown, which is unbelievable. But we get done, we're walking out, and I said, Brian, what's the deal with Ryan? He says, well, what do you mean? I said, well, it's not normal for me to shake somebody's hand and have electricity run right up my arm. I think the guy's got the Holy Spirit really strong. He stops dead in his tracks and looks at me and goes, if you are here for no other reason than to tell him that, this trip will be worth it. You see, he struggles believing he's got the Holy Spirit. So we go to their staff meeting, and after the staff meeting, I tell him the story. I tell Ryan this kid, I mean, he's a young guy. You know, he is just crying on my shoulder. I'm going to fast forward 6 months. We go back there with the smoker. We're back doing disaster relief on Staten Island this time.
And when he talks about going with the smoker, they bring, yeah, they barbecue food and give it away, meat. Big, right. You know, it's just,
right. Yeah. So Mike Lynch, Allied Force Ministry, he partners a lot with us. Mm-hmm. So he came with us. We went and did a bunch of cooks. Well, one of the days we went up to Bethel, Connecticut and cooked for this church staff. And, you know, Brian and these guys. And we're there and I see Ryan, I'm like, how's it going? And he goes, oh, it's going great. And he introduces me to his wife, who says, quote, what you don't know is the night before you came, we prayed, God, would you give us a sign?
Wow.
So the Lord, and only the Lord can do this, will take a guy from Minnesota, put him in a Newtown, Connecticut, or Bethel, Connecticut, to speak to a youth pastor because he's not going to believe it from anybody on the staff that he's got the Holy Spirit. But if he's introduced to some Joe Blow from nowhere that says it, God will get his attention. So that was number two. So I'm like, all right, Lord, your hand's on this ministry somehow, some way. And number three is this. So we are in, we're with CRY. It's Wednesday. There's this guy named Frank. And Frank's always in the community center at CRY. He's never out on job sites. I only see him there. And I'm like, what's the deal with Frank? Well, Frank's our prophetic voice. Okay, cool. So I go to Frank Thursday night before dinner and I said, hey, Frank, I said, look, I've had words given over me. It's great. I said, but I've got this team here. Most of them have never had a word. Would you give them a word? He says, sure, if I get some from the Lord, I'll give them. So we get done eating, we're done worshiping, and Frank lines us all up, and he starts going down the line, boom, 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 giving everybody words. And he gets to me, and he says this. Now, Frank doesn't say, hi, Tony. He doesn't say anything. He just says this. Tony, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only those who do the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, do we not prophesy in your name and in your name drive out demons and perform many miracles? Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers. That's exactly what he says to me. And now Frank has completely got my attention. Because what Frank, Linda, my wife, or no one else in the world knew is I prayed, I read that scripture. It might have been a month or two before I went there. And I said, Lord, don't let me be one of those people. Wow. Frank looks me straight in the eyes and says, the Lord has heard your prayer and you will not be one of those people. And he says, I see you with money and material and you're dispersing it all over the place. Now, what's interesting about that is Heart was just established. Hosanna had not bought in Shakopee campus yet. And so we never had the warehouse. This is 2 years before Hosanna even buys that. 2 years later, Hosanna buys that. We end up getting hooked up with organizations. This warehouse, that's 37,000 square feet. We have a store in it called the Heartland Store that helps fund the ministry. We go through hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars of material that we give away to people in need. And we disperse it all over the country. And we disperse money to different organizations. And we just have all this stuff going on. And this is the prophetic word that Frank gave in 2013 that we are seeing play out today.
Totally, exactly the way he said.
Yeah.
Because Heart now is different. It's morphed. And you are in charge of it.
Right.
Which is a whole, you're just part of it at that point.
Right.
You weren't even the leader.
Right.
Now things have changed and you're in charge of it and you still go out and do disaster relief, but you also have an enormous warehouse. Seriously, it's in Shakopee, Minnesota, and it is a warehouse full. You've got bicycles, you've got furniture, you've got food, you've got clothing, any kind of supplies anybody would need for anything.
Right.
People come during COVID, when it's been really hard, people come on Tuesday nights and they can go and get food for their family, clothes for their family, whatever they need.
Correct.
And they get prayer if they want it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So we actually have a Tuesday night ministry where we open up the warehouse. They have to bring in a voucher, but they can take a ton of stuff. But we also have ministries like yourself. And
right.
There's probably 60 ministries now that come out there and they'll grab stuff. And then we actually say, take this stuff and go do it in your neighborhood, you know?
Right, and that's what we've been able to do because of you. It's kind of like, I'm like, Tony, is this for real? Well, Tony, can I really do this? So, but you like come in and you load up my truck, literally full.
Yep.
I have it like a SUV, you load it full with food and supplies, and we're able to put out to people in our area, if anybody needs food, just come get it, no strings attached.
I've
and people
it.
Come and get food. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we, because of COVID, we couldn't even use our ministry center, so we just had this all set up with tables and stuff on it, and people came and got what they needed.
We had toilet paper.
Yeah.
We had toilet
when there
paper.
Was a crisis.
Yeah.
But also there's a clinic that is close to us that is for low-income people that always needs things, and we're able to leave supplies there for them. I mean, we're just able to distribute what you're doing. And what's beautiful about Heart and the way you run it is there is a kingdom vision, and you have kingdom partnerships. So it's not about building your organization. It's about ministering to the kingdom and supplying the kingdom of God on earth, releasing what God's given you, and you can't keep up. I know every time I go there, it's like, just take more because we don't know what we're going to do with all this stuff. It's unreal. I've just never seen anything like it.
Yeah.
And the Lord continues to bless it because you can't outgive God. And you've been faithful not to make it about building your organization.
Right.
But your organization has grown substantially because of your faithfulness to what the Lord told you to do.
Correct. So here's an interesting thing. You touched on it just now. So we have this ongoing little saying out there that we try to outgive God every day, and we lose every day.
Yes.
Because every time we every time we give away, and I mean we'll give away truckloads of stuff, and then he just brings more. I mean, all the time. He always is bringing more. I just tell to the, this morning before, I unloaded one semi this morning. Before I came here, a full 33 pallets worth, and I have 25 coming in 5 minutes from now. Another 25, and I have another one lined up for Monday, and another one Tuesday, and another one Thursday. So it is, we started, I was there when the first pallet came in. It's so funny because we started with a pallet. Now we deal with semi-loads. It is just, it is amazing. But I want to go back to that prayer. Remember the prayer I prayed about the people that might have had their dreams dashed and their ministry stopped? This is what I'm telling you. Don't despise small beginnings.
I was just thinking that. That was just going through my head,
I put all of this because we were faithful to go out and pray. And the first, and I know she doesn't care, so I'm going to mention her name. The first person we ever prayed for, Bob O'Neill, myself, went to Peggy Catterlick house in Minnetonka. And we prayed for her husband who had stage 4 cancer. And we went 6 times in 3 months. And Peggy couldn't understand in her mind, why would people drive from Hosanna in Lakeville to Minnetonka?
Which, for people not from Minnesota, tell them what kind of a drive that is.
Yeah, it's 45-minute drive.
Without traffic.
Traffic, you know. Yeah. And she just couldn't understand how these people from this church would go up there and pray for her husband. Now, this has happened to me twice, and only twice. There was a time where I prayed for him, and he was dressed in white, and I didn't realize what that meant. But the Lord, he was dressed. The guy loved to he loved to sail. He was dressed in white. I knew he was going home. You know, dressed in white. He had a sailor's cap or a captain's cap on. But I knew he's going.
Are you seeing this in the physical or in the spirit?
I'm seeing this in the spirit when I'm praying.
While you're
praying.
For him.
So God's let me see in a couple people. You know, that. I think he was just preparing me, but it was just interesting. We did that. And ever since, I mean, God, I just think it's because what we did in heart, you know, what we did going out praying for people. Look, we've been really good stewards with what God's given us.
And that isn't that what it's all about?
Right.
Who has a steward's wealth a little bit will be given more.
Correct.
And you're walking evidence of that because you only had at the beginning, you were barely keeping it together.
Right.
And you just continued to trust God and walk it out with him and get help and have relationships and be in community. You did it. And then the Lord gave you more opportunity and then more opportunity. And you were faithful to say yes to everything. That doesn't mean that people need to wear themselves out trying hard for God.
Correct.
Just say yes. And when he opens a door, walk through it. And he will sustain you. He will bless you. He will teach you. He'll train you. But he trained you to be the manager over this enormous organization you're managing now.
Yeah. And he actually continues to train me. It's it's just a very, it's just an interesting thing. And look, it's his ministry. He can do whatever he wants. Mm-hmm. Honestly, it's his ministry. I mean, I'm just the guy that he put over it right now, but it's his ministry. And we don't, people ask, well, what's your business plan? And I'm like, well, I'll tell you my business plan. Whatever door God opens, we walk through it and we're not afraid. And if it's the wrong door, then he can shut it. We don't really care, you know?
That's interesting because with Dare to Believe, I run into similar things that, you know, I in the world's eyes, I should have my 1-3-5-year plan. I don't mind having a 1-3-5-year plan. But what I've learned.
Very loosely.
Well, and what I've learned with trial and error, trying to do it the world's way and having the Lord say, yeah, whose plans are those?
Right.
So I ask the Lord what his plans are, and I partner with the Lord, and I write down what he's given me and no more.
Right.
Because I can't plan out any further than the Lord's telling me.
Right.
Which is foolishness, really, and in my eye, in the way the Lord's told me to do things. I'm not saying that people who do that are foolish.
Right.
It doesn't work for what the Lord is doing with this kingdom ministry or with yours at this point.
Hey friends, just a quick break to tell you about something so exciting coming up in the year 2021, and that is a 24/7 prayer initiative. Now, many of us are familiar with the idea of a prayer room or a prayer house. We are going to do a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week prayer watch that will continue throughout the year. Practically what that means is you will sign up for a time slot of 1 hour, 1 day a week, and that day, that hour, you will pray for all 52 weeks. We'll send out some guidelines and some things to help get you started. And when your hour is up, you'll pass off the watch to the next person. We truly believe that God is doing an unprecedented thing in this season, and that prayer is the engine that powers it. So we want to invite you to find out more information. Click on Prayer Initiative at dare2believe.info to hear more and to sign up for your slot. This is the season. This is the time. This is the call.
Look, I feel like I'm still a kid at heart. You know, so he just wows me. I mean, he has so many ways of blessing you that you can't even think of. That, you know, I'm just amazed. I'm kind of speechless because I get to see it so often, and I get to see the things. And it's, you know, look, it's really cool what we do. I'll share a couple points in
that. Well, there's a couple things I want to share. So there's a lot of amazing volunteers that volunteer. I don't know how many volunteers you guys have. It must be
400.
400. Wow. I was going to say hundreds. Yeah. And they're very good people who are also being trained, and they said yes, and they're walking through some of these things, and the Lord's teaching them as they go through this. But like you had somebody that needed beds for kids in some kind of situation. What was the bed situation? And people came in and built bed frames?
Oh, yeah. So, well, we partnered with the Sleep in Heavenly Peace.
Yes, again, a kingdom partnership.
Just a kingdom partnership where we let them use the warehouse and our construction. So Tom and Kelly Biskins, who run our construction team, they really love these guys. And so they would do it. We did it a couple times a year, and then we're down to like once a year. But we try to – they come in for a whole weekend, and they build beds for kids that don't have beds.
That don't have beds.
You know?
It's just beautiful. And then you also – we went up and prayed with you guys at a thing in North Minneapolis prior to everything that's happened in Minneapolis. And it was like a battle of the badge.
Battle of the badges.
And they were doing a cook-off, like a barbecue cook-off. And your friend, Mike Lynch, was barbecuing. But you also gave them all kinds of supplies to give away to the kids in the park.
Yeah.
And they had just these great events. And you had raffles for bicycles because you have tons of bicycles donated that have just minor things wrong with them from stores. They're new bicycles, but they have minor things wrong. Yep. And you have a team that fixes the bicycles.
Yep.
But then Gary and I were walking through North Commons Park. It's a big park. It's in the right across from one of the toughest high schools in Minneapolis, and it's a very tough neighborhood, but these kids were riding these bikes, and there was joy on their face, and they were so blessed, and they were touched by the love of the Lord just because of what was given. And you gave food, you're able to distribute in a community that's hurting and sometimes overlooked.
Right.
Yeah.
So we did Battle of the Badges twice, and it's really funny because what it was, it's the Minneapolis Police and Fire Department, they have this cook-off in this park, and they invite the neighbors.
And their goal was to get to know the neighbors better.
Right. And the goal, that's exactly the goal. And the mayor shows up, and the police chief, and da-da-da-da-da. And they test these ribs, and then they decide who's the winner. But they asked, would we come in and cook? And so I have this is totally God. So there's a guy who runs our outreach. His name's Brian. Brian's a caterer by... I mean, he's been a caterer for 25 years. The dude knows what he's doing when it comes to catering. So we're serving 2,000 people in this park.
Whoa.
And this guy puts on the spread like nobody's business, and it's like clockwork. And so we're not only feeding 2,000, but we bring 79 bikes, we bring 20 car seats, and then we bring 11 pallets of stuff with us to give away.
11 pallets.
Now, one of the pallets was so cool because this is September 7th or 8th, football season. All right. And we partnered with a group called Managers on a Mission Now that has changed their name, but they gave us a pallet of brand new Under Armour football cleats, sizes 7 to 15. And when those kids came off those football games and there was these $100 cleats for free for any kid that needed new cleats lined up, they were loving it.
Wow. You know,
so that was just another thing that God does.
That's, again, the generosity of the Lord.
Right. It was crazy. One of the things we did with the Minneapolis PD was, so I just believe God likes to solve problems, All right. I think he's just a problem solver, right? So we went to the police and we said, hey, what's a real problem? Well, one of the real problems is they give out tickets because a lot of people can't afford a car seat. So when they pull somebody over and they got a kid in the back and they're not strapped in the car seat, they got to give them a ticket. And I said, so what if we bought you car seats and instead of giving a ticket, you gave the people a car seat? What if we did that? So we did. We bought them a bunch of car seats and we let them give them out to people. You know, so instead of giving them a ticket, they would give people car seats. And it's been really, it was really kind of cool. I mean, we think we made some inroads. I know there's been issues in Minneapolis, you know, since, but
we're still serve a God that solves problems. Absolutely. There's some big problems in Minneapolis, but we serve a God that solves problems.
Well, and we're going back to North Commons here in a week with Yvette, and we're going to be doing a little food distribution. So part of the blessings of the Lord this year, which is just crazy because, you know, COVID hit and everybody's going crazy. And you know, for us, it actually went the other way. We just got absolutely blessed. I mean, with donations like, you know, we got huge sponsors that started donating product to us, like all sorts of food and stuff like that, that we'd never gotten before. And with food, we just give it all away.
I believe that the reputation of being faithful to distribute it honorably and fairly and to people that really need it precedes you, and then people have confidence to give to you.
Yeah. So that's what we're going to be doing here with Yvette. We've got these wonderful food boxes. We're going to bring like 400 up to her next Saturday and just do a distribution. She's got some people coming in. But I want to backtrack about 4 years ago. So I worked for the city of Rosemont, and I was in charge of the maintenance of all the parks. So sometimes I get in these big 15-foot mowers and I can just talk to the Lord while I'm just mowing a baseball field. And I remember this specific park. I remember the specific field. And the Lord, again, the thought runs through my mind. The warehouse is a distribution center for the kingdom. Now, here's why I know it's the Lord, because I don't speak like that. All right. I would have said, oh, it's, you know, God's warehouse or, you know, something like that. But no, it's a distribution center for the kingdom were the exact words, you know. So that's what we base the warehouse on. Anyone that's doing kingdom work, we want to know about it, because if we can get this stuff in their hands and the kingdom can get advanced because of this stuff, amen. You know, we're in, because we want to see God. I know this, my past, where I came from to today, there's only one answer. It ain't Tony. The answer is Jesus, and he can do all sorts of things, and he has multiple ways of doing it that you can't even think about.
So if someone is listening to this and they're like, well, I do kingdom, and I'd like to get some help from Heart and get some supplies from Heart, how would they reach out to you? What would their...
So you can reach out. www.admin.heartrt.org would be one way, or warehouse@heartrt.org would be
the
other.
And we'll put that on the podcast.
Yeah, that'll be in the show notes.
Yeah, so the warehouse would be the one. I mean, you're going to get to Andrea, who runs the warehouse. I oversee the whole ministry. Andrea runs the Heart warehouse piece of it. And hey, here's the other thing. If I'll put a punch in for our... So the latest little...
Heartland store.
Yeah. So we had a big donor. Let's just say there's a big store that has a lot of construction stuff that used to be a big gift in kind donor. And they actually pulled out of the program with donations, but because of the relationships and time out on a relationship deal, everything Heart has done... It's relationship
it
built.
Is. That's okay? true. That's true.
It is the key.
That's so good.
It is the key. Yeah. I mean, the one thing I've taught everybody that does stuff with Heart, it's about relationships. And I won't burn a relationship. I try not to burn relationships. Relationships are just the key. And that's how we do what we do, is because of the relationships and the relationships we build. And the relationships we build with people get us into other places. And we're good stewards with it. So I share that with you. Take that. You guys should actually put that in the bank, because that is a really good word. Because that's the key to the whole thing right there. Mm-hmm. Jesus had relationships. All right. You're not going to do anything, especially us. We're volunteer. Okay. If I don't have relationships with my volunteer, guess who's not going to have any volunteers? You're just not. But because of relationships, the volunteers do what they do because relationships. So anyway, I share that with you. Where were we before that?
Well, and what I think, let me describe what the story is. It's very cool because you had these donors some of the donors you agree not to sell stuff.
Right.
Because it's to be given away.
Correct.
But then you want the capacity to buy truckloads of things. You get opportunities once in a while to buy a store full of stuff and at a very reduced price, but you don't have the funds. And so this donor gave you permission. They pulled out of the organization that you have to agree to not sell it, and they are donating to you, and you are able to resell this at a very low cost.
Correct.
But then you use those funds to buy more stuff to give away. Correct. It's the coolest process. I just love it. And so people can come to the warehouse, and there is something called the Heartland Store.
Correct.
Which they can find on Facebook.
I'll link that as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Heartland Outlet.
Heartland Outlet. Yep. Outlet. Okay.
Yep.
Where, and there's housing supplies.
Yes.
Like flooring and what do you sell there?
So. It's really funny because we sell flooring and it was vanities and flooring and kind of kitchen and stuff. And now it's getting diverse a little bit. I mean, this store that we get stuff from, they have an incredible online piece. So we get a ton of stuff. And I mean, I've seen towels
and you never
in there.
Know what you're going to have. It's not a place where you have a constant supply of the same thing. So people need to come in person and check out what you have because and they'll be able to get a very good deal on it.
Yeah. And just another little tidbit on that. So we actually just signed a contract with that big store that's part of Minnesota that has this big bullseye. I'll leave it at that. They're our next little venture. So anyway,
every
the store.
Minnesotan knows what you're talking about.
Yeah. What's really interesting about the store is the Lord gave this idea about because of relationships we had, the day that organization cut ties with doing gift in kinds, I got an email with the guy that runs the reverse logistics for this big company, and we got in on ground level. So we actually buy from their reverse logistics centers. So we established the store, and all proceeds from the store fund the ministry.
Right. So people get a good deal on things to remodel your house, basically, or an office or something like that. And then they are helping at that point to be able to fund an organization that gives away to people in need.
Right.
So it's just beautiful. And that's so kingdom.
Right. And I go one step further on that. You're part of the ministry. When you buy from us, you're actually, because you're giving in to the ministry, you're actually part of what we do. So I can't tell you how many people I've had come in and I share the story. I've had people weeping because I'm sharing the story of because you're helping us to buy. This goes into the ministry, which helps these people that you guys have no idea. I will share this with you because I did send the organization that I buy stuff from. I sent them 5 pictures of what we did. They sent me $100,000 worth of stuff because they wanted to be part of it.
Right.
You know, so it's a really cool
deal. And you can't keep up with telling the story. You can't keep up.
I share though. Here's the
as
thing.
As much as you can,
I
share
and share and share because God is good and He
is faithful.
Is faithful. I man, is He faithful? And look, to all your listeners out there, I'm an average guy. I've done a lot of bad things in my life, and God's redeemed me. And I just try hard. I'm not perfect. You know, you can ask my wife. She would tell you the truth about that. I can get in my flesh just like anybody else. I can get mad at my volunteers. I can do knee-jerk decisions. But you know what? I feel like...
So you don't have to be perfect to serve the Lord.
Exactly. And you know what? I think I'm teachable. And I think my heart's in a good place. I think, you know... The Lord can tell me some things. So
that's so cool. Well, would you pray for our listeners that they would they would have that under that type of a walk with the Lord, and then even pray about kingdom relationships? Because if the body of Christ can learn to do kingdom relationships, we can take over the world. I mean, we can bless the whole world with the love of Jesus.
Yeah,
not correct. Take over, like be in charge, because we want what the Lord wants. But we can spread the gospel in amazing ways just by loving people.
Right.
You have people come to heart that may or may not know Jesus. That's not a prerequisite. And people are receiving prayer all the time that's their first time receiving prayer.
Yeah, it's funny. One of the I'll just share this before I pray. So one of the things we've done, we were partnering with a Hispanic organization out in Shakopee for 2 years. Now we're doing Alpha with them.
And I love it. Out at the warehouse. If you don't know what Alpha is, it's a basic course in Christianity. It's a very, very good course.
Yeah. Look, I'm passionate for Jesus because I know he's the answer to everything. And I've just lived it. Look, when I started reading the Bible, it actually made sense to me because I had a lot of questions about the world. And when I started reading, it actually started to make sense to me why the world is where the world is today. You know, the answers are there, you know, if you, you know. So anyway, let me pray.
I want to just real quick add on two other things that stood out from your story while you're sharing is that you had mentors along the way.
Yes.
And you went from kind of lukewarm or barely warming to just on fire for the Lord. Even as a Christian, you're a believer in Jesus, and you went from where you were to just being, this is it, I'm sold out, kingdom first. So I'd love for you to pray for those two things too.
Sure.
Just a fire to fall on people.
Sure.
And for mentors along the way.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So Father, I thank you first and foremost for Dare to Believe. I thank you for Christy and Gary and Rebecca and the opportunity to come and just share you, share your faithfulness. Father, I lift up those who are listening and even those who aren't, Lord, that just need to hear from you and a boost. God, I pray that your fire would fall on them. Lord, I pray, Lord, the favor you've given me, that everybody would get a double portion of that is listening to this. God, I pray that they would start to see the miraculous. I pray that, Lord, where things might have been lessened in their heart, that you would just light it back up. God, I pray for those who don't know you in a deeper way. I just pray that you'd light them on fire. I pray those that are walking in kind of lukewarmness, Lord, that they would find something. Look, you've given them their gifts for the kingdom. I pray that they would find that gift. I want to stop on the prayer for a second because I need to share this with you when it comes to gifts. The one thing that I'm passionate about is finding where people are good and putting them in that spot and letting them loose. If you put people in an area where it's just not their gifting or they're not passionate about it, you might get a couple of good things. But man, if you put them in where they're passionate and let them loose, and we don't have a lot of rules. Okay. I don't believe in a lot of rules. I mean, it's like, you guys keep me up to date what you're doing type of thing. And you know, there's some boundaries to it, but you have to give people room to make mistakes and then take off. And you
and
will
clean
see,
up their mess.
Yeah, you will see so much fruit. I mean, you will see, you will just see so much fruit, you know? So anyway, God, I pray for those who maybe have had a lack of fruit. I pray that you would challenge them that maybe they're not in the right spot. I pray that they would step into their passion. And Lord, then they would just be amazed at what you do. I just want to say, come on, Jesus. You are so good and you know so much more than any of us. I just pray that people's heart would be turned back to you. Lord, I pray for more kingdom partnerships. And they don't even have to be with heart. Maybe it's somebody next door, or maybe it's somebody in California, or maybe it's somebody wherever you can make those kingdom partnerships, because like Christy said, we are so much better together. Heart would never be able to do what Heart does if it wasn't for all the partners we've made along the way. And there are a lot of kingdom partners. We have kingdom partners in New York and in Louisiana and in Texas. And I mean, we have kingdom partners all over the place. So doing kingdom work together is what it's all about. And I'm excited because I know that God's got me in this spot, but I also know that, you know what, Lord, you're going to bring somebody else that's going to be, you know, my ceiling is going to be his floor, and he's going to take heart to even more, you know, or she will take heart to even greater things. And I thank you for that in advance. So, God, I just, I thank you for who you are. I thank you for your word, and I thank you for your spirit, and we thank you for Jesus. And I just bless everybody right now that's been listening to us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. So we've been talking with Tony Caterina with Heart in Shakopee, Minnesota. And boy, thank you. I mean, I love you shared so much. And we just declare it was good seed and will take root and will have lots of growth. Amen for the that. Kingdom and for God's glory.
Yeah, amen to that.
Yeah, so bless you,
Can
Tony.
I do one more pump out? And I do want to say this. Thank you, Hosanna, because Hosanna has allowed us, you know, we're a ministry of Hosanna Church, and they've allowed us to, you know, stay in the church, and they've really allowed us to grow and let us make mistakes and let us just keep pushing the kingdom out. And we just thank you for the leadership at Hosanna that has allowed us to do that.
Yeah, so that's Hosanna Church in Lakeville, Minnesota, but have campus in Shakopee, and that's where Tony is.
Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Awesome. So thank you, Tony.
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you for listening to our Dare to Believe podcast. When I challenge each one of our listeners to dare to believe God for greater things in your life this season.
Amen. We'd also love it if you would subscribe, leave a review, and a 5-star rating, as well as share this with friends, colleagues, whoever would be encouraged by this message. Thank you so much, listeners.